another reading on the housing market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Investors are waiting on some more housing numbers this morning. Existing home sales for July. Friday, we found out new home sales were up almost 3%. It was at least a small bit of good news that helped finish off Wall Street's best week in months. The Dow and the S&P 500 were both up 2.3% for the week. The Nasdaq gained almost 3%. Today, the Asian markets followed up with some decent gains. European shares are higher as well, but volume is pretty light. The London markets are closed for a holiday. Whatever good news there is about the housing market, one ominous question still looms. Is it at all safe for investors to wade into the subprime waters? Steve Henn has more.
$600 billion of subprime loans are out there, floating around in the global financial system, waiting to bite another bank in the backside. That attitude poses a problem for the creditors and bankruptcy officials who now have to liquidate big bankrupt lenders like American Home Mortgage. Who wants to buy up the billions in subprime mortgages these companies once held? Who wants to swim with the sharks?
That is the $64,000 question in the market today.
Consultant Tom LaMalfa at Wholesale Access says many lenders are terrified of buying loans out of bankruptcy that could default. But Ron Greenspan, who works with banks hoping to sell off these loans, says there are buyers out there who think they see bargains.
There's a lot of smart money to think so.
And that money is coming from hedge funds and private equity. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
One mortgage company that can breathe a little easier, at least for now, is Countrywide.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Last week, Countrywide got a $2 billion cash infusion from Bank of America. It wasn't charity by any means. B of A got stock in return and immediately made a profit. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is here. Alan, how sweet of a deal was this for Bank of America?
Well, it was a very sweet deal. Bank of America was dealing with a desperate company on the other end of the transaction. And when you look at the security that Bank of America bought from Countrywide, they paid $2 billion for a piece of paper that the last time I looked was worth at least $2.5 billion and possibly much more.
Yeah, but isn't Bank of America still taking some kind of risk here? Because people were talking about Countrywide possibly winding up in bankruptcy.
Oh, sure, it's taking a risk. But, you know, Bank of America is in the risk business. And this is a great security. I would have been perfectly happy to lend Countrywide $2 billion on the same terms as Bank of America. I just don't happen to have $2 billion. I hope you'll float me a loan.
No, I'm sorry. Can't do that. Well, Alan, the Fed has done a little bit here, injecting a lot of cash into the system. Do you think the Fed is taking advantage of the situation?
No, the Fed is acting like a regulator instead of a capitalist. The Fed put God only knows how many hundreds of billions of dollars into the market for a while when things were really bad. And that's where I'd like to think they could have gotten a better rate because they were dealing with desperate borrowers. And my feeling is if the Fed is bailing out some imprudent player like a big Wall Street house, well, why doesn't the Fed negotiate a deal like the one Bank of America got, where you've got a desperate borrower and you squeeze them and you get some big bucks? And I think the answer is A, they don't think that's their business, and B, it's not clear to me they know how to do it, because I figure by the time all the committees had met to decide on it, the institution would have either failed or the crisis would have passed. Mm-hmm. But my contention has been from the beginning that the Fed and the European Central Bank were putting so much money in that they ought to make some money out of this on behalf of the taxpayers of their countries.
All right, Alan. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Scott.
Alan Sloan is a senior editor at large at Fortune Magazine. Another restaurant chain is getting rid of the trans fats. This time it's Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' will switch to a new cooking oil by mid-October. It won't be 100% trans fat-free, but pretty close. One nutrition advocacy group is liking the decision. A spokesman for the Center for Science in the Public Interest says if Dunkin' Donuts can do that, anyone can. Although he points out the donuts are still mostly white flour, sugar, and fat.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org.
This week, the Supreme Court in Brazil is handling one of the nation's biggest corruption scandals ever. 40 ruling party officials and opposition lawmakers have been implicated in a huge cash for votes alliance. Dan Gretsch reports from our America's desk at WLRN.
In Brazil, the three-year-old scandal is known as mensalão, meaning fat monthly payments. Politicians are accused of taking tens of millions of dollars under the table. In exchange, they supported the policies of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The scandals led to dozens of resignations and nearly derailed President Lula's re-election bid. Now it's made its way into the country's highest court. Reardon Rowett is with the Johns Hopkins School for Advanced International Studies. He says he once believed exposing and prosecuting corruption in Latin America would help root it out. Not anymore.
There is such prevalent and widespread corruption in Brazil that it's very difficult to believe that this particular judicial process is really going to clean up the mercenary habits of the members of the Brazilian political elite.
President Lula has weathered so many scandals, he's been nicknamed the Teflon President. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The new $100 bill coming out next year is going to be a little trippy. The Associated Press says the Treasury has come up with a new security thread. It uses micro-printing and hundreds of thousands of tiny lenses. So when you move the bill up and down, Ben Franklin appears to move side to side. Sounds like the government has thrown down the gauntlet to counterfeiters. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.